for hour two of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. And we do have a guest for this second hour. And this is Reverse Speech Analyst Sean Smith. So it's amazing how things work out, because in the show last week, I had a guest for the first hour, a second hour, and she couldn't make it. And so this show, we have the opposite. I had no guest for the second hour, and now we do. I'm waiting for Sean's reversals to come through in the email, which they haven't come through yet, so we'll wait for them. But anyway, we'll bring him to the air. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hi, David. Great, thanks.
Good.
Nice to be back with you.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in and rescuing me.
I doubt that.
No, I was just going to play a reversal. I've got hundreds of thousands of reversals here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why your reversals haven't come through. It's Red Wolf with an E, right?
Right. Typically what I use with you.
All right. Okay. Well, okay. I'll keep on checking. In the meantime, while we're waiting for them to come through, let's go and look at some of your other reversals. But tell me, before we do that, let's talk a little bit about you. I've had you on three or four times. Tell us a bit of. Let's tell the listeners who you are. You're married with kids, obviously.
Married with kids. I don't know. As far as reverse speech goes, I've been interested in it actually since around 2000. And I probably started getting involved with it in a way that nobody ever has and may never will, because when I first found out about it, I was learning how to do ghost investigations. Wow. And the person that I was learning how to do those investigations from was reversing audio on ghosts and finding that there was additional information there. So that's what he referred to as reverse speech. So for about 3 years after doing investigations and on ghosts, things like that, I was on his website looking for a little more information. I came across a link that said reverse speech. I thought, oh, it might be some more info. It might be good. It brought me to your website, and I got about two paragraphs into what reverse speech was, and seeing that it was also in humans, I was totally blown away. And I had I had to stop right there, and I went to an investigation we had just recently did a few days before, and something about it was standing out to me that I couldn't put my finger on. It was my son reading a headstone, and when he read the headstone, three different spirits responded, and one of them said, "Thank you." So you'd assume that the person's name he read off the headstone was the one that said thank you. Well, I reversed my son reading the headstone, and hopefully we'll have time we get to it. We'll tell you what he had to say about it. But that started my interest in reverse speech. So it's been technically about 17 years, but as far as in humans, about 14 years.
All right. Okay. Do you mind resending that to backwards at reversespeech.com?
Sure.
Yeah, see if it comes through there. It's not coming through on Red Wolf. That's backwards, reversespeech.com. Yeah, right. So, 14 years with reverse speech in humans. Wow.
Well, it took me till, what was it? Two, almost 3 years ago? Well, it took me 12 years maybe before I finally went and took your course, which I highly recommend people doing. I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
I don't recommend that route.
Nope. I can say a lot of heartache and distress. Yes. You know, I often wonder, when looking back on it, how on earth did I manage to work all this stuff out? You know, I started as a complete novice. I mean, well, anyone who started, it was like, what on earth is this? And working out how did I work out how to document gene reversals over gibberish, you know, with all a learning process. Each step took me years, you know.
Well, when you're working with ghosts or spirits, they're very short, so it wasn't too difficult on that end of it. But when you get into humans, when you listen to a lot of audio and you got to cut through a lot of gibberish, that's where you really need to have a lot more skills involved in doing that.
Yeah,
and back in the old days on your website, you had a ton of information that I was able to learn off of that. But yeah, I highly recommend people just go ahead and take your course and get on the right track right away. I've resent that FOIA through a different to that different email and from another email from me too. So hopefully between the two, that'll be accurate. And according to my side, it's been resent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's.
Well, what we're gonna I wanted to go over what we didn't get to go over from last time was when I was reading your book, it's only a metaphor. I found myself several times almost going into a state of deep thought of different subjects, and a couple of things that came up was a couple of cases we're going to be talking about, refer to them as crimes in the news. One of them is really random from a guy, but maybe it'll mean something to somebody out there as far as me getting that out information out. The first one is going to, hopefully if we get these reversal to come through for you on emails, is going to be regards to Madeleine McCann.
What you have sent me is the reverse speech metaphor dictionary, Sean.
What? That's impossible.
It says reverse speech metaphor dictionary.
Okay. The universe is not working with us. Because that's not what I said to you.
Hang on. Woo. No, hang on. Let's have it loaded. I'm sorry. No, that was another email I saw. Okay. 32 attachments. Got it.
Yeah, there's quite a few there.
Yeah, don't panic. Okay, so we'll save them as Sean 01-12-17, select folder. Okay, I think they're all going down now. Let's have a look. Yep, here we go. Okay, we've got them all.
Oh, excellent.
Yep.
All right, so with Madeleine McCann, her family's...
Get a lot of requests from Madeleine McCann.
Interesting.
Yeah, what have you got on her?
Well, come on, step back a second here, because you started off, you were talking about controversial reversals.
Yes.
What I found over the years was when you're looking into crimes in the news, whether it's missing persons or murders, when you find information on somebody everybody think is the guilty party and the reversals show they're innocent, people that think they're guilty go out of their minds.
Yes.
And so if it's the opposite end, if the people that think they're guilty, if everybody thinks they're innocent and it shows that they're guilty, those people go out, the ones that think they're innocent go out of their minds. So there's a lot of negativity always flowing around these types of cases. I kind of stopped doing them publicly because of all the baloney that goes. I mean, there's so much that these reversals can be used to help out in cases like this, but it's just a lot of baloney that goes along with it. So Madeleine McCann went missing in May 3rd in 2007 while she was vacationing with her parents in a resort in Portugal, and she disappeared from her room as her parents dined at a nearby restaurant within the complex. Her parents were Kate and Jerry McCann, and they had notified the police that she was abducted. So that was May 3rd, 2007. And these are from, first starts off 3 days later. Excuse me. And first one is, yes, I messed it up. Won't surrender.
Okay, and who's this on?
This is on Kate McCann.
Okay, right.
Jerry and I would just like to express our sincere gratitude and thanks to everybody, but particularly the local community here who have offered so much support. I couldn't have asked for more. I just want to say thank you.
Okay, yes, I messed it up. Won't surrender.
Yes, I messed it up. Won't surrender.
Huh.
Yes, I messed it up. Won't surrender.
Oh, yeah, I'll be bothered.
Yes, I messed it up. Won't surrender.
Okay, all right. Yes, I certainly agree that's there. Uh-huh.
Now, a couple of these we'd hit the last time, but I just want to recap them before we move forward with these. The next one says, slay with fist, Madeleine.
Wow. Okay. All right, here we go.
We would like to say a few words.
Slay with fist, Madeleine.
Slay with fist, Madeleine.
I'll be bothered.
Slay with fist, Madeleine.
I'll be.
Slow with fist, Madeleine.
Oh, this is not looking good, is it?
Not yet. The next one is, it was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. Okay, here we go.
The person who is with Madeline, or has been with Madeline. Madeline is a beautiful, bright, funny, and caring little girl.
It was unbelievable. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, that can be taken either way, you know. It was unbelievable she's gone missing, or what happened was unbelievable.
Well, that it was unbelievable was from the same interview with Slay with Fist Madeline. It follows that one. I'm not sure how far in the conversation that followed as far as being close to try to attach it to that. But you're right, it could go either way. The next one is from another interview. It says, only swat her.
Only swat her. Wow.
You know, not dwelling on Madeline herself so much.
Only swat her.
Only swat her.
Huh.
Only swat her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only swat her.
Wow. Okay. All right.
And this is from an additional interview. This search, that search is a lie, so observe them all, it is lie.
Wow. Okay.
And I've spoken to a lot of people over the weeks, who, local people who'd given up a lot of time. You've talked about the support that they've given you. I met people who didn't go to work for more than a week because every day they were down on the beach searching the streets. Did you, as a mother, Kate, just sometimes think, I've got to go and be out there with them, I want to go and just physically look as well?
I mean, I did. I mean, we've been working really hard, really. Apart from the first 48 hours, as Jody says, were incredibly difficult. And
okay, that search is a lie, so observe them all, it is lie.
That search is a lie, so observe them all, it is lie.
Huh.
That search is a lie, so observe them all, it is lie.
Yeah, the last is a lie, I didn't think it was very clear, but certainly the first one, that search is a lie, is very clear.
So, yeah, so, the reporter is talking about all these different searches that are going on. And now you have her telling you that the search is a lie. So we have so far from her, yes, I messed it up, won't surrender, slay with fist, Madeline, it was unbelievable. Only swat her. That search is a lie.
Oh, my.
Seeing a pattern yet?
Yeah, I am seeing a pattern. Wow.
Okay, so the next one is from Jerry.
Could this be a JonBenet Ramsey-style case?
Well, it may unfold that way. Let's see how it goes. My honesty, scandalous. This is Jerry McCon.
Okay, all right. Here's the Ford.
The important thing at this time is that we don't have Madeline. And that's the only result that will clearly make Kate and I happy and the rest of the family.
My honesty, scandalous.
My honesty, scandalous.
Huh.
My honesty, scandalous. My honesty, scandalous.
Yeah, okay. S is a bit soft on skin.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Now the next one is, pay attention to what he is saying forward.
Okay.
And the reversal is, she's near a trestle.
She's near a trestle. Okay, here's the forward.
And we've absolutely no idea who's taken her and where she is and, you know, what sort of surroundings she's in.
She's near a trestle?
She's near a trestle.
Ha!
She's near a trestle.
I'll be bothered.
She's near a trestle.
Wow.
Well, what is a trestle? If you look up the definition of a trestle, it's a framework consisting of a vertical, slanted supports and horizontal cross pieces supporting a bridge. So in the forward, he's saying that he has absolutely no idea who's taken her and where she is and what sort of surrounding she is in. He is telling us she's near a trestle. Somewhere near a bridge is what this is indicating.
Wow.
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 The next one.
Have you got the YouTube vid?
I do have a YouTube video. It's been out for about 8 years. They haven't sued me yet, so hopefully I don't have to make any lawyers rich by proving reverse Beach's case in court. I got more on that in a minute from Jerry, but let's see. If the mesh could talk, meshes that would stand out, her hair is bloody.
Wow.
The phase of Jerry now is very different to that which we have undertaken in the last few weeks with Kate and I, you know, traveling to different areas, either to raise awareness in countries in close proximity to Portugal.
Okay, if the mess could talk, message that would stand out, her hair is bloody.
Yes, the mess could talk, message that would stand out, her hair is bloody.
Wow!
Yes, the mess could talk, message that would stand out, her hair is bloody. Yes, the mess could talk, message that would stand out, her hair is bloody.
Wow. 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 I'm lost. Wow.
Well, is it shaping up this, they're asking for people's help in finding their daughter, or is something else shaping up to going on?
Oh, it's something else shaping up that's going on. This is, I mean, they should know this information, should they? They should know where the body is. They should know that she was hit with fists. They should know her hair was bloody.
Well, if it were me and I had the, she's near a trestle, I would certainly have cadaver dogs in any bridge area that would be in the circumference of that apartment location.
Absolutely.
And any commentary we're making, of course, is based upon their own reversals.
Right. Wow. Wow. Could cadaver dog find a body this far later?
I'm not sure myself, but maybe somebody else who knows that area would know better, but I'm not sure how long they can go.
You're right. Still haven't the got that answer on Red Wolf. Anyway.
It could be my email server on the other account, because I sent that through another account the third time through. Okay, next one is on Kate.
Yep.
And are there not flaws to our involvement?
They're not flaws.
Are there not flaws?
Oh, are there not flaws? No wonder I couldn't find it. Got it. Okay.
But there is no doubt in my mind within probably 30 seconds that Madeline had been taken from that room. I can't go into the reasons why I thought that, but it was no doubt whatsoever. And Madeline wouldn't have walked out herself. I know that.
And are there not flaws to our involvement?
Are there not flaws to our involvement?
Huh.
Are there not flaws to our involvement?
Huh.
Are there not flaws to our involvement?
Huh. Wow. Okay. All right.
Now this was...
Is there a motive anywhere here?
A motive?
Anywhere in the reversals? Do we see a motive?
I think we've already seen it. I think it was accidental. When she said, only swat her.
Oh, I see.
Her hair is bloodied, so I'm assuming that means that she hit her head, perhaps after being, as she called it, swatted.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Where else are we going?
Still with Kate. This is in August of that year. Let's see. I'm that wears this myth.
I'm that wears this myth. Okay.
It's not about me, do you know what I mean? It's not about me, it's not about Jerry, it's about Madeline, and we will do absolutely anything and everything which we think might help Madeline, help find Madeline. And, you know, we don't know if we've done the right thing, we've just done what we felt was the right thing to do, and that was to publicise Madeline's disappearance.
And I'm that wears this myth.
I'm that wears this myth.
Huh.
I'm that wears this myth.
I'm that wears this myth.
Yep, okay. Yep, that's nice and clear. Yep, yep.
Same interview, but we're still the shield of murder.
But we're still the shield of murder, okay?
I mean, we're lucky that we've got a very strong relationship. We've always had a strong relationship, and... I mean, communication's always been important for us, and we're well aware that it's vital at the moment. You know, we've got strengths and weaknesses, and, you know, we reach different points at different times, I guess, but we're managing to keep together and pull each other through when we need to.
Okay, but we're still the shield of murder.
Yeah, so, I don't know, keep going on a repeat of what we have going on here. Yes, I messed it up. Won't surrender. Slay with fist, Madeline. It was unbelievable. Only swat her. The search is a lie. My honesty scandalous. She's near a trestle. The mess could talk, the mess should stand out. Her hair is bloody. Are there not flaws to our involvement? I'm that wears this myth. But we're still the shield of murder.
Wow. Well, this is a portrait of a guilty person.
Or two.
Or two, yeah. All right.
Now, this is a part where the McCanns have sued a couple of newspapers, if I recall right, and they also sued an investigator that was taken off the case who wrote a book on it. And his bottom line of his book was that he believed that they killed their child. So they sued him. They lost. They won initially. He appealed, and they lost during the appeal. Cost him a lot of money at that point. But a reversal from Jerry is, I try to get the money.
I try to get the money, okay.
Well, I have to ask you this. I mean, I think it's fair to say that the vast majority of the media in Britain have been overwhelmingly sympathetic to your plight, but that hasn't been the case in some sections of the Portuguese media. They're writing the most terrible things about you. Why?
That's a difficult question. I think there is a lot of speculation, innuendo. There's clearly some absolute outright smears.
I try to get the money. Alright, so there's a break, I think. Yep, there's a break. Stand by, everyone. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back for our final segment of the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. And my guest for the second hour is Sean Smith, and we're looking at reversals on the McCanns, which are shaping up to be, I was going to use the word interesting. revealing. There we go. Yep. Okay, so we just played our try to get the money. What,
right.
Getting together for the lawsuits, I guess.
Exactly, which he ended up doing, and I guess, I think it was a couple of different newspapers he ended up suing and winning. The next one is they find no body.
Right. Okay, here we go.
The question whether they felt they'd be cleared of any involvement in Madeline's disappearance brought an uncompromising response.
You know, we know the truth.
They find no body.
Not only body.
Ha!
Not only body.
Wow.
Not only body.
Wow. Okay, all right. Yeah, well, that's just a statement of fact, that one, isn't it?
Right. And on the next one, I think this is going to be Kate saying this one. They surely arrest us.
All right. Okay.
We're innocent. We're totally innocent.
They surely arrest us.
Innocently arrest us.
Huh.
Innocently arrest us.
Huh.
Innocently arrest us.
Okay, well, they weren't I actually heard that differently, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what I heard. I heard the silly arrest us.
Silly arrest us. Silly arrest us.
Anyway.
As soon as you said that, I hear that. That one word has always bothered me. That wasn't quite right.
Yeah, I know. I talk about that in class. If it doesn't quite fit, you've got the wrong interpretation. Yeah, the silly arrest us.
Silly arrest us.
Yeah.
Silly arrest us.
Yeah, silly.
Silly arrest us.
Yeah, anyway. Yep.
Yeah, when the forward she's saying we're innocent, we're totally innocent.
Right.
She's saying arrest us in a reversal. Don't know if that's quite right.
No, I agree. Yep, okay.
This one is on Kate. This is from 2009, going on 2-year anniversary, I believe, at this point. Yeah, because May of 2009. On Kate says, there's been a time I thought about surrender.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But then do you let yourself go to the worst sometimes?
I mean, I do. I think it's natural and, you know, I know people mean well and they say don't let yourself go there and it's not going to help going there. But as a mum, inevitably there are times when I do.
There's been a time I thought about surrender.
Yes, and it's not part of the surrender.
Ooh, just.
Yes, and it's not part of the surrender.
Okay. Yeah, not the best reversal in the world, but I can hear thought about surrender. Right. Huh. Well, once again, that's a damning reversal, isn't it?
Exactly. Right. And if you even cut that off and stick with thought about surrender, the question that was put forward to you, do you let yourself go to the worst place sometimes?
Okay, so here.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's the worst place. Surrendering, getting
right.
Worse. Yeah.
Exactly. So I agree.
So to all my listeners out there who have been asking for reversals on the McCann for many years, here you are. We finally got them, thanks to Sean Smith. So I just haven't had time to look into it, Sean.
Understand that. I know what you do. I only know a fraction of what you're doing, and it's a crazy schedule. Yeah. I don't know when you sleep.
Nor do I.
The next one up is again on Kate. Same interview, I believe. Yes, it is. And it's to be able to admit that I am at all cause of it.
Okay, all right.
In this past 2-year cycle, so much has happened. What has been the worst for you? Were there times when you thought you wouldn't get through it?
I mean, I think nothing is going to be worse than those early days, really. It was horrific. It was awful. And I don't believe there can be a greater pain.
Okay. To be able to admit that I am at all cause of it.
To be able to admit that I'm at all cause of it.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to admit that I'm at all cause of it. To be able to admit that I'm at all cause of it.
Wow. Wow.
So back to slay with this Madeline, only swat her.
Wow.
Now she's answering Oprah Winfrey was the interviewer answering her question. The question was, what has been the worst for you? And the reversal is to be able to admit that I am at all cause of it.
Yeah, that's the worst, to look at what she did. So, yeah, so you're saying an accidental killing. Hit her too hard, hit her head, she fell over, something like that. So, see, that's just, this is Ramsey's too. You know, mum hit John Bonet in the head. They hit the body.
Right. Now, a couple more on these guys. This is from this year. I think it was coming up on a 10-year anniversary interview that they were doing. And this is on Jerry McCann, and he says, I've helped her lie.
Oh, okay. All right. So here's the Fords.
We don't tend to go back to the time because it's so draining, but inevitably on anniversaries and on a birthday, they are the by far the hardest.
I've helped her lie.
Well, I've helped her lie.
Wow.
Well, I've helped her lie.
Well, that's clear.
Well, I've helped her lie.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing is during this interview, right after his statement, the reporter steps in and Kate responds. And the response is, unmask mother.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Okay.
How different is your life now to what you must have imagined all those years ago?
Oh, it's a hard one, isn't it? Because it's such a long time. But
unmasked mother.
Unmasked mother.
Oh, yeah.
Unmasked mother.
Huh.
Unmasked mother.
Wow.
Well, if you go back to Jerry saying, I helped her lie,
yeah,
she's responding in reverse. He just exposed me.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Because that immediately followed his reversal. So essentially saying that he called me out, unmasked mother.
Wow. Wow.
The last one I have from that same interview,
yeah,
was bollocks, she's shining on.
Bollocks?
Was bollocks.
Oh, was bollocks. Got it.
And I obviously have to think about what age she is and something that, you know, whenever we find her, still be appropriate. So there's a lot of thought goes into it, but I could not, you know, she's still our daughter. She'll always be our daughter.
Was bollocks was shining on. She's shining on.
Bollocks, you shining on.
Wow.
Was bollocks, you shining on.
Wow.
Was bollocks, you shining on.
See, the she, I would say that's internal dialogue. She's talking about herself. You know, she's in the bollocks is obviously a lie. She's shining on. I don't know. She's doing well.
Doing well. I can almost take that two ways. Take it being she's talking about herself, or is she talking about Madeline? Was bollocks that she's shining on? That she's, because they talk about. You never know when we find her. It'll still be appropriate. So it's a lot of thought goes into it, but she's kind of like gibberish here. But to think about times that she would be coming back to him, what it'll be like, kind of thing. But it could be both ways, I guess. To me, it could be Kate's talking about herself, or is she talking about her daughter? Was bollocks she's shining on? So if it's talking about her daughter, it's she's not going on. She hasn't been going on. So that's what I have on the McCanns.
Well, 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 I think I need to go up on the website. I'll sort through these reversals and pick the rest best of them out and put it up on the RO site, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Yep. Of course, you'll get full credit, of course. But then anyone who searches McCanns in my search engine will find them. Wow. Quite amazing set of reversals. We have exposed many crimes in reverse speech over the years. Some of them have factually turned out. The others one will never know, like the Ramseys. I mean, they'll never know now, for sure, legally. And, of course, Jorian Vandersloot and, Natalie Holloway.
Right.
So it was another case, reverse speech exposed. And, of course, the Natty Holloway murder has never – disappearance, actually, has never been solved. But, you know, Van der Sloot is spending time in a Peru prison for murder of another woman in Peru. So it was similar modus operandi. So, and what else have we exposed over the years? O.J. Simpson, of course, you know, we've classic murder case. I'm trying to think what other famous ones we have up on the website.
Guy's name is Scott something, killed his wife.
Scott Peterson.
Peterson.
Yeah, that was some pretty graphic reverse. Actually, let's play one of them. This is this shows how you can tell lies, because the lies will contradict what they're saying forward. So here's Scott Peterson. The reporter says, "Did you murder your wife?
Did you murder your wife?
No,
I
did not.
No, I did not. But backwards, neck, I hit hard.
Neck, I hit hard.
See, so, you know, obviously he hit her hard on the back of the neck. It comes out in the reversals. It's the same as McCann's. They're denying it forwards, but in reverse, you've got quite clear confessions. Wow. Amazing.
You think
reverse speech should be used by the police more than what it is? I'm just puzzled why they just haven't embraced it after all these years.
I find it amazing myself.
Yeah. I mean, they use psychics, for crying out loud.
Right. I got banned from a forum because of reverse speech, but they let the psychics go babbling on. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, really?
Talk about cases like this.
Which forum was that?
Oh, I don't know. Some obscure one. I wouldn't even want to give them any kind of credit at this point.
Yeah, well, I've been banned, too, for reverse speech from before. I was just wondering if it's the same one. Oh, interesting. Yeah, reverse speech is the red herring, isn't it? It's like, an inconvenient truth, to quote Al Gore. So,
mm-hmm. The when I was doing a lot of these cases and the crimes and news, I was trying to front run them to show that how they played out would, you know, hopefully if they ended up in court or something like that or was resolved, then the reverse speech would show to be accurate. And I posted on my website when I actually made them available publicly. Then I started getting people, naysayers, saying, well, you know, the people that I found that were are not guilty of what people think they're doing, and people, there was like three or four of them in a row I was looking into, people began to say, well, do you only find people are innocent? So I looked at a case that had already gone, for a case that had already gone to conclusion. I came across a guy, this is one of the, another case that I thought about while reading your book that came up. This guy, by the time I got and looked at it, he had confessed to the crime. He had been tried and convicted of the crime. So there's no doubt whatsoever that legally that he was involved. Now, of course, people do lie about crimes all the time. Maybe that would show up when I looked at his reversals. But this guy's name is Gary Hilton. He killed a lady named Meredith Emerson. He had kidnapped her while she was taking a hike on New Year's Day in 2008. In North Georgia mountains with her dog. Oh. It's been quite a while since I've heard these reversals, so hopefully they're clear enough and we can get be okay. But first one, it says, let me just go back. She was a martial artist. Well, let me just do this. I do not remember who was that skillful as the reversal. I do not remember who was that skillful.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
But she grabbed a knife and fought.
Okay.
And then I produced the baton.
Okay.
She fought that, and I lost control of the baton. And I'm good, too. This girl. I think it was you, probably, that said that little 120-pound girl about probably close to whip your ass. Well, she about did.
Okay, I do not remember who was that skillful.
I hope you know from there not really where that skillful.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you know from there not really where that skillful.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Okay, so what's that telling us?
Well, in the forward, he was talking about how he kept taking a baton away from him. Now, she had martial arts skills. She was trained in martial arts. So it's kind of a congruent statement there. He does not remember who was that skillful. So she has actually kept getting a baton away from him.
Oh, right. Okay. All right.
And the next one would be the girl was arguing it with a fault.
The girl was arguing it with a fault. Okay.
Once overpowered physically, Emerson used her wit, giving Hilton wrong PIN numbers over and over.
Right. She ran me back. I'd come, I'd go, try like an idiot. Mm-hmm. I'm, like some eternal optimist. Mm-hmm. I had to go out of the van, walk the 100 yards or wherever, do it, run it, come back. She'd give me some other story.
That girl was arguing it with a fault.
The girl was arguing it with a fault.
Oh, yeah.
Israel was arguing at the fault.
Absolutely.
Israel was arguing at the fault.
Yeah, sure. So
she kept giving a wrong PIN number, trying to get more time.
Right. Okay.
And the next one was from another interview. I have to say that very disturbing for me to listen to this guy, how nonchalant he is about talking about killing this lady. But and the next one is an embarrassment, obviously.
Hilton described how he kidnapped Meredith Emerson, targeting her because she was a woman and wanted money from her. Hilton says the 24-year-old hiker didn't go down without a fight.
And she fought, and she grabbed the knife, and then I produced the baton.
Okay.
She fought that, and I lost control of the baton, and I'm good, too.
This is an embarrassment, obviously.
I'm a very snap, obviously.
Ha!
I'm a very snap, obviously.
Yeah, all right, okay.
I'm a very snap, obviously.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yep.
Now, next one is break her nose now to get her answer it.
Oh, boy, okay.
As to what extent she was injured, her two eyes were somewhat blackened. She may or may not have a fractured nose. I checked with her a number of times, and she was not in any pain other than afterwards. She was not in any pain other than a headache. I offered her and gave her aspirin.
He took her ATM cards, but she kept giving Hilton the wrong PIN numbers. He admitted he was so angry over that, he raped her.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, there was never any plan to let her go.
Okay, break her nose now to get her answer it.
Break her nose now to get her answer it.
Oh, yeah. I'm asking it to hear it, saying break her nose now to hear her answer it.
Okay.
It's here. Sorry, I don't mean to crack you on the air.
Oh, no. It's fine, I agree. Like I said, it's been a while since I heard these. I put them out there, but so he broke her. He's saying in reverse, he broke her nose, and the forward he's saying, I don't know if he broke her nose or not. Well, there's other parts that not in that audio is that it punched her in the face so hard that he broke his hand, and the autopsy showed that her nose was broken. So this all goes to show that this is all congruent. Somebody has been tried and convicted.
Yeah, right.
Case. And the last one on him is answer was me then.
Okay, here's the Fords.
And he caught on as agents tried to chart a timeline of his whereabouts.
One thing I'd like to know from you, where all have you hiked? Where all have you been? All over the United States as far as...
I know what you're getting at, the unsolved murders.
Answer was me then.
Answer was me then.
Huh, yeah.
Answer was me then.
Yeah, there you go.
Answer was me then.
Yep, sure. Yeah,
That reversal occurs where he says in the foreword about the unsolved murders. So it sounds like he's saying that he is involved with others.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the answer. I'm what you're looking for. I'm your solution. Wow. Yep.
That's it on him. So I talked about earlier that my first reversal I found on a human was on my son reading a headstone.
All right.
At the end of the reversal, at the end of you won't. Yeah, let me just back up. The when he's reading the headstone, you're not going to be able to understand what he's saying. He might be saying Rumpelstiltskin for all we know. It's in more of a gibberish, and I think it's being that put out that way to format the reversal. But three spirits respond. I think the first one might say a male one sounds like Georgian, the name Georgian, and the second one it says a male that says thank you. You can almost hear kind of an accent on it, and then a lady says her name Vera Kate. So the reversal is a man with dark hair is the name of.
Okay.
My name is a very interesting name, Georgian. Thank you.
Okay, a man with dark hair is the name of.
Man with dark hair is the name of.
Oh, yeah.
Man with dark hair is the name of.
So that was your first reversal?
Yes.
Wow, that must have blown you out.
Oh, my God. That was been my the start of my fascination with reverse speech right then and there. It was huge. Now, there's a lot going on with that statement. He says, a man with dark hair is. So he's reading a headstone. A male answers. So he's describing what this person looks like. And he says, is the name of, which would indicate the name of the person he just read on the headstone. So he is actually, his spirit is aware of those around him, and he's describing what that person looks like.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
I agree. Yeah, that was back in 2003.
Yeah, reverse speech never ceases to amaze me with all the little things you find out about it. Wow, incredible. What's this reverse? I am light. What's that?
Well, I was just wondering if I'm going to have time to get into these.
No, we've only got about three, four minutes left.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll hit that on another time. This another one is from another ghost that was in our house.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of paranormal activity in our home at one point, and my wife would refer to them as gremlins. And one day on her way out the door, she informed me that the light bulb had burnt out, and it usually indicated there was some kind of activity going on in the house. So I grabbed a recorder from my desk, and we had a two-story home and with a garage underneath, and she had left. But even though she had gone out the door, I kept talking as if she was still there. And unfortunately, I don't have what I was saying on there, but the forward, the ghost is saying, Alec, the gremlin. And then the reversal is the mother left.
Oh. Okay. All right. That's a ghost, Fort?
Yes.
Wow, that's as clear as day. Wow. This is fascinating. And the reversal is the mother left. Wow. 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 Oh, okay, that's a nice clear EVP.
So he's referring to himself as the gremlin, apparently the one blowing out the lights. We had other crazy stuff going on with our cable box would start changing channels, and you could watch it. It would go 001, 002 while you're watching it. It would just keep on going. I think he was part of that shenanigans too. But it's funny how she referred to them, spirits, the activity as being gremlins, so he referred to himself as the gremlin. He's the one. And he's telling me that the mother left, which she was. She had already left, but I still acted like kept talking like she was there to see if I would get any kind of responses.
Huh.
One more we got, I guess we had time for, is whose spirit talking? This case here was I had some kind of another event that occurred, and I was on the phone talking with somebody. So I recorded myself in case something came up about that. The reversal is whose spirit talking, and that's actually from me. But you're going to hear, in the forward, you're going to hear a ghost say, it's Linda. I'm talking along, and then it's Linda. So,
but who's here talking? Don't have whose spirit's talking.
Okay, who's here talking? I'm sorry.
Right, okay. So here's the Ford.
We had an unusual occurrence here this morning. And part of my dreams was about people in spirit, too.
Who's here talking?
Who's here talking?
Oh, that's spirit. Hang on. Is that spirit or here?
Well, that's what I was back and forth on, spirit or here.
Hang
on. Who's spirit? Here?
I think it's spirit.
Who's spirit?
It's spirit.
It's originally what I had, but I was with you there, too. Sometimes I hear it here.
Yeah.
I left it at spirit, but... Who's spirit talking? Now, if in the foreword, you hear me talking, and then you hear the ghost say, it's Linda. So you just don't know any connection there. But I've actually asked her in reverse speech, who's spirit talking? And she says, it's Linda.
Okay.
So she understood my reverse speech.
There you go. John, thanks very much. Here's the end of the show. Thanks for coming on for the second hour. Appreciate it.
Appreciate having me.
Okay. See you soon. Okay. See you all next week, everyone. Bye-bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.